So there is burning. And then there is another burning, that our body is warm. Always it is warm. Because the soul and super soul are there. And that warmth is a very moderate warm. If it becomes very warm, then we have fever. If it becomes less, then we die. You know. So normal warmth is there in the body. And these seven elements of the body, you know, Tvak, Charma, Mausa, Rudira, Medo, Macha, Asti, Dhatava. These are the seven elements. Charma means skin. Tvak, Charma, Mouse, we have flesh. So skin is there, flesh is there. Med, fat is there. Majja, marrow is there. And then Asti, bones are there. And Dhatva, semen is there. These are seven elements in the body. And they, because of this normal heat, they are cooked one after the other. We take food, you know. So it goes into juice-like. So that juice eventually is distributed. And first it becomes skin. Then skin is cooked, again it becomes flesh. Then flesh is cooked, it becomes fat. The flat is cooked again, marrow. Then marrow is cooked, the bones come out. And the last one, semen, you know, is the last product after all this cooking. So this is also cooking. Always we are cooked in the material. The body is cooked and the circumstances also are cooking. So everywhere we are in trouble. Either we are in trouble in the society or whatever, those anxieties are going on. And we come to body, our own body, it is also cooking. So this is Dayamana. And in this Dayamana condition, burning condition, he is the only shelter. And he says, because he is self-sufficient, that's why he is peaceful. And we have to be selfish. Dhoti, you should wash yourself. Not that we depend upon somebody else. Then you become peaceful. Because we don't depend upon anybody. That's the most peaceful situation. As soon as we depend on somebody, then there is waiting period and there is anxiety also. So once Prabhupada was in Nairobi, you know, and he went there and somebody took his clothes for washing. So next day, they didn't bring the clothes back. So next day he took bath. He was shouting from bathroom, "Where are my clothes?" So Hare Prabhupada's clothes, where are the clothes? Where are the clothes? Everybody was asking each other, "The clothes were missing." "He's bringing my old clothes." So somebody said, "He put on the old clothes." And then he went to Bhagavatam class. Or Kale, all the black. Somebody has his kurta, somebody has his dhoti. He didn't speak any. He went and he told his servant, who your servant was. He said, "Rascal, everybody is wearing my clothes." "They steal his clothes." Please. This is going on. And he was very calm, as he might be controlling. He gave the Bhagavatam class and did not tell him that this is my kurta. They didn't have clothes. So Prabhupada's clothes, somebody washed and they just dried and put on. Next morning in the Bhagavatam class, the brain is completely empty. This is how we do. If we could be living, then at least we'll take care of our own things, that they are there. Kurta is there and dhoti is there. So this, everything surrounds around. That we should be austere. If you have to wash, means you have to do some exercise also, isn't it? So that exercise is also needed. So this is how, this Dayamana situation, we should reduce. It is going to be there anyway. Warmth we cannot reduce. It has got to be there. Then again, the anxieties also we cannot reduce. Other people will put us in a miserable condition. But in this situation, If we continuously get in touch with Krishna, then he is the Abhayankara. He makes us anxiety free. He makes us fear free. And then Apavargosi, he gives us a liberation, you know. And this Apavarga word is very nice to understand. Dekhi, in Hindi, you know Hindi language, no? Even, huh? No, can you read? You can read. So you know there are vowels in the language and there are consonants. O, I, E, E, U, U is the vowels. And then those all vowels are present in the consonants. And consonant we should remember. Ka, kha, ga, ga, nga, cha, cha, ja, ja, ya, ta, ta, da, da, na, ta, ta, da, da, na, pa, pa, ba, ba, ma, and so on. But these are five class. Ka class means ka, kha, ga, ga, nga. Cha class means cha, cha, ja, ja, ya. Ta class means ta, ta, da, da, na. Ta class means ta, ta, da, da, na. Pa class means pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Here we have to take the pa class. It's pa, pa varga it is known. Varga means class. In pa varga, there are five letters. Which are those? Ma. These are five letters. These five letters, they are the symptoms of the material existence. That's why pa varga is very important. And so many times the pa varga is used here. See, first letter is pa. Parishram. That is the material existence. As soon as we are conceived, since then the parishram starts. Because our lump is very little and it has to grow in adverse conditions. And how, I don't know how it happened. But it happened. It's so much parishram to grow in the womb of the mother. And then the bones are created and the veins are created and these, all these holes are created, eyes and nose and ears and the, I don't know how it created and why did not they get it filled up with the rubbish in the mother's womb. I don't understand it. We don't understand this thing. It's beyond our conceivable power to understand how the child grows and how it remains alive. So this is all parishram. And then as soon as the body is grown, about 7 months we are in the womb of the mother, then we have to turn in the womb. Again, change the sides and cut ourselves off from the womb so that 9th month we may have the birth. This is all parishram. Then birth is the greatest parishram. It is so hard to take birth that newborn child many times is unconscious. Inside he is unconscious. Because the millions of germs are biting to the lump of delicate flesh. And we cannot scratch nothing. At the moment some germs bites us, we can scratch. But therein we can't scratch even. So without these things we have to tolerate. So we go unconscious in there. So this is all parishram. Once he takes birth, again parishram. Because he doesn't have a vacha. He can't speak. He cries. Maybe the mosquitoes are biting him, that's why he's crying. Or maybe he is hungry, that's why he's crying. We think that he's not well. So obnoxious medicines are poured in. I heard the day before yesterday, the child was 10 years old and he had a congested chest. Now in our tradition, in Vedic tradition, the newborn child is given in the evening, some they will just rub soon, you know, this dry ginger. Then they will rub the cinnamon, they will have the cardamom, and this they give him. So it's a natural cure. But now that child was given antibiotic. He said, baby antibiotic. Man, antibiotic is antibiotic. It doesn't matter whether it's baby or human. This is our ignorance here. And how much klesh, again, how much parishram? This is material existence. And under the name of the advancement, you have committed so many parishrams. So many parishrams. I can give you the 1001 examples. Till we die, it's all parishram. And anguish. This is power. Then power. Because of excessive parishram, the pain comes out of our mouth. foam. No, the horses, formerly horses used to run for miles together and the foam will come out of their mouth. We are also in trouble and always the mouth is full of foams, you know. So we have to wash and we have to brush and we have to just to clear the foam. Then ma, pa, pa, ba, ba. And with all this parishram, we are always afraid that I may be falling down anywhere, some disease may occur, or my mother may go away, or my father may go away, our business may stop. All these worries are there. Always bang, bhayankar. Pa, pa, ba, ba, and then ma. And somebody will tell that, all right, I'm ready to undergo parishram. I'm ready to have fame foam out of my mouth. Or it doesn't matter, I'm afraid. But then in this position also you can't continue. Pa, pa, ba, bandhan. You're always bound. You open the shop, you have to sit there from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock. You have to buy the goods. If you don't employ anybody, you have to carry everything. You have to arrange everything. You have to do everything in the shop. You do service, again you are integral. So this is always we are doing. Bandhan is there. Pa, pa, ba, bha, the bha is there. And in this condition also, we cannot survive long. Mrityu is there. So this pa, pa, ba, bha, ma is the sign of the material existence. So pavarga always shows the material existence. And apavarga, that which is not pavarga, is apavarga. That is the liberation from the material existence. Then in apavarga, there is no parishram. We got up early in the morning, that was a bit of parishram. Otherwise there is no parishram. Then foam doesn't come out of our mouth. Then we are not bound. We are free, you know. Big places there, our temples are very big. They move about carefree. Bit of seva here and there, you know, and freeness. Then bha is not there. And mrityu also we are conquered. We are ready to die. It's a gradual process. So we are in this body, leave the body and go to another. This is how everything becomes very easy. That is apavaragosi sausrute. Please understand this. And this is a nice prayer in one verse. Always we should do this. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. Bhaktanam Bhayankara. Then next line. Tvameko hi dayamananam aparugo vargosi samsrute. It's very easy, see? Krishna, Krishna twice. Because Arjuna was afraid. Do you know the situation in which this verse is spoken? That's it. You're correct. Ashwatthama released the asura. When the Ashwatthama had murdered 10 sons of Draupadi, and Krishna and Arjuna, when they knew, they wanted to follow him and arrest him and kill him. So Krishna and Arjuna was running in the chariot. Ashwatthama also had chariot. So he was going very fast. Then it so happened, because of the speed, Ashwatthama's chariot broke. So he started running on foot. So Krishna and Arjuna also started running on foot. And then Ashwatthama saw that now there is no way, but he will be arrested. So he released the Brahmastra. And his father had taught only how to release, not to retract. He didn't know about the retraction. So as soon as the Brahmastra was released, Arjuna was blinded, you know. He didn't know what is happening. And he was completely perplexed. The more afraid we are, we chant more names of God. So Krishna, Krishna. This way he double says. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam Bhayankara. You give the fearlessness to Bhaktas. Tamayko Dayamanana. Wo jal raha tha, Agni Asra. Meri Agni Shant karna wala tu hi hai. Apar Rugosi Sanskrite. Repeat. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho, Bhaktanam Bhayankara, Tameko Dayamanana, उसी समय कृष्ण कृष्ण महाबाहो भक्तानाम भयंकर तुमे को दयमानानाम अपर्गोसि संस्कृते नो क्लोज इट स्विच इट ऑफ नो स्विच इट ऑफ कृष्ण कृष्ण महाबाहो भक्तानाम भयंकर तुमे को दयमानानाम Very good, you. Yes. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. Bhaktanam Abhayankara. Tume Kodayamananam. Kodayamananam. Apurvosi Sanskritehi. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho. नाम अभयंकर तानाम अभयंकर तमेको दयमानानाम तमेको दयमानानाम उसी संस्कृति संस्कृति का आ गया देखिए दो मिनट का करते नहीं अब क्या करें यस महाबाहो भक्तानाम अभयंकर Dayamananam Sanskritehi Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai